and welcome to another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast.
Okay.
This is Johan Tobar with Hayden Brower and Nick. You could say your name because you got mad at me last week because I messed it up.
This is Nick Goldstein.
Works out fine for me. Boys, we have a,
I am a,
we have a Super Bowl champion.
No, we don't.
And, man.
This season is going to go without a champion.
No, no, we won. And, you know.
Who's this we?
Oh, the New England Patriots.
Mm-mm.
Man. So, not much to get into for being
for
honest.
For me to consider you a champion, you need to be able to score at least 2 touchdowns.
Damn. New England still won. Man, so
scoring 13 points and winning a postseason game couldn't be my quarterback.
Could be my team, and I'll be perfectly fine with it. Because, you know, we get dubs out here.
Go kiss Tom Brady's kids on the lips or something.
Why would I not going to kiss them? I personally would not be kissing his kids in the lips. That sounds not right. But
the Super Bowl sucked. We don't need to talk about
it. So the New England Patriots come to Atlanta, and they defeat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3. And I mean, it was ugly game.
What a score! No.
There's a reason
that wasn't an ugly game. That was an atrocity. That's what we got for a Super Bowl. We waited a whole season for that.
Oh, right. It wasn't that bad.
It was awful. Disgusting. Waste of time.
I just think it's funny how all I heard all year from the people on TV was that offenses can win championships. And here we go with the lowest-rated Super Bowl ever in a year where teams apparently aren't allowed to play defense. So I just think that's kind
of
ironic.
This was the lowest-rated Super Bowl of the 21st century. So,
no, since 2003.
I saw lowest of the century, but I guess that only adds 2 more years.
Y'all done?
I can keep going if I want.
No, you can keep going. I'm just gonna.
You can have like your 3 seconds to talk about how your quarterback can throw 5 checkdowns and win a game.
Are you done?
I don't know. Am I?
I mean, I'm just waiting for you to be done. Because you can
this
play
is a free country. You can do what you want.
He's no, never I'm just saying, bro.
Well, we have a 1 hour allotted time limit. I can talk for 1 hour if you need me to.
Bro, do it then, because you're complaining a shit ton.
I'm going to.
Bro, hey, floor is yours. I'll sit here and I'll listen to your complaints.
Okay, Hayden, so the Los Angeles Lakers came out with another trade package for Anthony Davis. What'd you make of it?
Hey, guys.
As much as I want to get into that, I feel like the Super Bowl.
We'll talk about that later,
than,
but.
3
Super Bowl.
Of our time.
Nick,
Super
you're
Bowl.
Nick, you can leave and I'll add you back once it's time to talk about the NBA. You're free to go.
All right, Johan, you have the floor. Sadly.
Right.
You have the floor until I finish the PB&J.
Again, if you don't want to talk about the Super Bowl, leave and I'll
Johan,
add you back.
You have the floor.
All right. It was a very, very – I can understand why people hated the Super Bowl because we were just spoiled with that amazing Chiefs-Rams game. Personally, I get it. I had a stake in this game. My team was playing, so I watched it. I found it very entertaining just because it was a great defensive game. At the end of the day, either of those teams could go off and score. We saw that last week or 2 weeks ago in the AFC Championship where it was a boring game until Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes both figured out a way to get by the New England defense and Patrick Mahomes just being as magical as he is just made some big plays. The reason I found this game entertaining was because
your team won.
That's part of it. Hayden, did you watch that whole Panthers Broncos game, right?
Sadly.
And it was just as bad as this.
Twice.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. Panthers Broncos? I'd rather rewatch that than watch this again.
Bro,
Johan, there's a reason like 15 million less people watch this Super Bowl than Panthers Broncos.
Yeah. I don't know. I think people just hate the Patriots. So
there is Patriot fatigue. It's almost getting to the point where with Alabama and college football, where it's just you see Alabama in the championship every year.
It wasn't a coincidence. This was a very poorly rated Super Bowl.
I don't know. I thought it was a good game.
I didn't.
It wasn't as bad as what everyone's saying. I don't think it was just because I just need to see more than one touchdown.
No, I get that. I hate the fact that only one touchdown was scored. But at the same time, I just think, Nick, nobody's asking you to say that. Like, either they won. Your team didn't make the playoffs.
Okay.
Like, your team was mad trash the whole year. So, who was your champions then? Who won the Saints?
No one. This the year we'll go without a champion.
I don't know. Look,
Johan, don't listen to me.
Yeah. So look, Hayden, I think that it was a good Super Bowl just because I thought it was interesting in many ways. So like Wade Phillips had that Broncos defense a few years ago that stopped the Panthers, shut them down. Which was very, you know, so going into when he was hired last year, it was something that was going to be interesting. He got what was a talented defense coming off of Jeff Fisher and had stacked players and had Aaron Donald. And it was just going to be interesting seeing that how he was going to – because he was going to have to get to Brady, which he did a lot. Not a lot. I'm not – because he didn't get hit too many times. But there was pressure, which caused Brady to be captain checkdown, as Nick always says.
Yeah, the pressure caused that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But – which did I not just say that he got pressured into being captain checkdown?
No, you're implying he's not captain checkdown when he's not pressured.
He's captain checkdown regardless.
Okay, exactly. So you can just remove the when he's pressured part of that.
Johan, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you think Julian Edelman deserved MVP?
A lot of people are saying high. I think I could see why. Okay, Edelman was a big part of the game just because they were able to move the ball through him a lot. He helped a lot. But I thought that somebody on the defense deserved it. Just because of how they were able to – I don't know how you stop the second highest scoring team in the league like that. And that's just the genius of Belichick and Brian Flores, who deservedly is now a head coach because they schemed it up perfectly. Like, I remember going into the game, they said one of the NFL reporters was like, the New England players are talking a lot of very nicely about Jared Goff, but in private, they're like, when he sees some of the stuff we're going to do, he's going to shit his pants. And they made him shit his pants. Like, I have not, like, this offense was just completely just, it couldn't do anything. What happened to Todd Gurley? Because Todd Gurley played against Dallas. I'm sorry, it took me so long to get that out. But 16 rushes for 115 yards, right? Then against New Orleans, 4 rushes, 10. He runs 10. When I saw him on the sideline, I'm like, you know what? They're going to let Anderson run it throughout the first half and let just Todd Gurley go off in the second half, right?
Well, the thing is,
they're going to save him up and let him go.
When he was in the game, he didn't look bad.
No, he had some explosive plays. He helped. He had like a 16-yard rush that was, you know, one of their drives. And they started to figure it out a little, but even then, like,
well, that run didn't count because of a phantom hold, but
was it a phantom hold?
Yes, I actually saw the replay.
I just remember that he ran it, but I thought it was.
But I saw the replay and there was a phantom hold. But okay. I mean, Todd Gurley, I don't understand why they didn't use him. I'm sure a reporter asked afterwards, Sean McVay, but I mean, I just don't know. I don't know why he doesn't seem injured. He was one of their best players all season long.
I mean, he was an MVP candidate, in my opinion. I mean, he put up just tremendous numbers throughout the season. And then in the postseason, when you try to count on some of these players the most, he wasn't there. And C.J. Anderson also wasn't – I mean, they both averaged under 4 yards a carry when – I mean, C.J. Anderson in the season was averaging 6 yards a rush. And then Todd Gurley was throughout the season was averaging 5. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, I understand why people didn't like this game, but I just thought it was an impressive game because Wade Phillips held off the Patriots, right? I was mad when it was at halftime. I'm like, New England has – I thought Los Angeles was going to figure something out at halftime. I thought McVay was going to see something in the defense and be like, all right, this is what we can attack. Let's just get it going now.
Well, can I read a quote from
McVay real quick? Go ahead.
All right, yeah. So – he was asked about Todd Gurley, and he said Todd Gurley is healthy. And he continued to say, I never enabled him to get into a rhythm offensively. I think a lot of it was a result of some of the things that the Patriots did, but a lot of it was play selection. I was not pleased at all for my feel for the flow of the game. And he didn't like the adjustments that unfolded. Todd McVay then said he didn't do good enough for us. So, I mean, he's saying Todd Gurley is healthy, but the flow of the game kind of – he didn't like the flow of the game to put Todd Gurley in, which, I mean, it seems like he kind of regretted not putting Todd Gurley in with that quote. It's interesting. It's one of the – I mean, this is it's one of the great offensive minds in the NFL.
That's what I was going to say. This just should indicate you how it was a defensive masterpiece on Bill Belichick and Brian Flores' part. Today.
Did Bill get another,
today, another Sean McVay, another somebody else tied with Sean McVay got hired for head coach. Their quarterback's coach.
Do you think Bill Belichick got in Sean McVay's head, though?
I don't know what he did. I don't know.
It seems like it.
I don't know. Because this is my thing, right? I'm like, all right. You pressure oh my god, why am I forgetting his name? Fuck. You blitz Jared Goff, right?
You forgot the quarterback's name?
Yeah, but you have the ability to get some quick screenplays to players like Robert Woods or Brandon Cooks or Todd Gurley, right? I thought that they're gonna figure out a way to stop a blitz. I thought and then they just couldn't do anything in the air. They couldn't do anything on the ground. I was just stunned. I don't know what Bill Belichick did. I don't know what he saw, but because if you shut down Jared Goff, right, then you got the running game, but he shut down the running game. And I thought that with the talented receivers that they had, I'm like, they're going to get one open. And they did. I mean, Brandon Cooks and Robert Woods had solid games, but I mean, they didn't do anything like other than that pass to Brandon Cooks in the end zone where he was wide open. Even then, just something amazing happened. Jason McCourty ran and hit it out of – or hit Brandon Cooks in time to stop it. I don't know what – it's so hard for me to explain what happened because I didn't – I thought that Jared Cook was a decent enough quarterback. And I get it. We criticized him a little after, like, Cooper Kupp got injured, right? We were like, he's not as great as we all thought he was. But I still thought that Sean McVay would find a way to just help his quarterback out, and he couldn't. I don't know how you shut down the second best scoring team, the two best scoring teams. I don't know how you shut them out to 3 points in the first half. And like I said, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes were able to figure out something, but I don't know what happened. I don't.
Do you think Sean McVay deserves most of the blame for this loss for the Rams?
I don't know who to blame because look.
Their defense, the Rams defense.
The Rams defense was playing. That's what I'm telling you. When it went to halftime, right? It was 3-0. I'm like, if the Rams come out fast, it's going to be a bad day for New England. I'm like, this has the potential of what – this is what a blowout could look like in the second half because McVay's going to find something. I'm like, he's a genius, right? He's going to find something and be like, all right, we can attack this. And it seemed like they were going to get – in the third quarter, their drives were a little better. I think they finally had – I think Tony Romo was saying or Jim Nance was saying that they had like a five-play drive the most that they'd gone was five plays, and then they started rolling a little more. And it was just – I don't know. I don't know. New England's defense, man. Oh, my God.
I mean, if you were to tell me the Patriots score 13 points in this game, I'd be like, the Rams win. There's no way the Rams win.
You think the Rams blow them out?
Yeah. You think the Rams would at least win by 10 points?
Because just the way that defense was playing, that Rams defense came to play.
Yeah.
They should not feel bad at all, right? This game can't be on them. I wouldn't say it's on them. At the end of the game, it was just fatigue. At that point, you can't do anything.
I mean, yeah, the defense was playing phenomenal.
But
Jared Goff has got to do something. He had that awful pick in the fourth quarter.
They're keeping you in the game, dude. I don't think they got many sacks on. I'm trying to find out how many sacks. Let me see how many sacks. They only had one sack on Brady, right? But the whole time, they were in his face. They were getting to him. Garen Donald was getting hits on him. They were getting to him. Mm-hmm. They were getting in his head. They were getting to close enough zone where he got to throw it on the ground.
The only player that gave the Rams defense trouble was Edelman. That's it. Sony Michel had an okay game, but I mean, Edelman, for the most part, was the only player that gave him trouble.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I can't explain how. And the thing is that the Rams defense wasn't playing like this at all this year. The Rams defense, I mean, their line has been great, but other than that, like, you weren't seeing, they weren't keeping anybody to 3 points. Mm-hmm. Or they weren't keeping anybody to 13. If the Rams keep somebody to 13 points, they're blowing them out, right? Except that freaking Chicago game. But that Chicago game was also a weird game, too. But New England doesn't have that kind of defense. At least we didn't think they had that kind of defense, but I don't know. Bill Belichick's the GOAT. That's literally my whole explanation for this game. It's not Tom Brady's the GOAT. It's Bill Belichick's just the GOAT. And Brian Flores. I don't want people to forget him. But Wade Phillips is too, man. I get it. People don't like this game, but I thought it was just beautiful. It was just amazing to see. We got polar opposites in this season as to, like, we saw, like, an amazing offensive game, and then we saw this game. It was all defensive, but Wade Phillips, like, shut down one of the best quarterbacks of all time. Not shut down, but he gave him a lot of trouble. And then, you know, that scoring drive, I'm trying to find out which
one it was. Can I go back? You said Wade Phillips shut down one of the best quarterbacks of all time?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You know about Jared Goff.
Wade Phillips is the D coordinator for the Rams.
For the Rams? Oh, okay.
Not shut down. Bad. He gave him trouble. Brian Flores is the defensive coordinator for New England.
That is my bad.
You're good. So, I'm trying to find it. All right, so at 9:56 when New England gets the ball, right, it's five plays, and two of them are rushing. But the thing is that I'm pretty sure is that the same play? Yes. Brady, he went 3 for 3, I think, in that drive. And probably this is like, I think that Brady stat wise didn't play well. He didn't play well at all in the game. But the one time that New England needed him, he came up. He made a pass to Rob Gronkowski that was over like three defenders. Gronk's made two of the biggest catches in the postseason, and he's washed. Like, Gronk has not been that good this season, but in the postseason, he showed up like he's needed to. Other than the Chargers game, but other than that, Gronk has showed up in the AFC and in the AFC Championship and the Super Bowl, even though it doesn't seem like it. Like, his stats don't scream out like this is one of the greatest times that tight ends of all time. But he's twice come up with some of the best, like the biggest catches. Because I think that second that catch, that was like a 30-yarder, put him in like the red zone, and with that they scored the Michelle touchdown. But yeah, I don't know. I think that this game, I think that we all wanted high scoring, but I think that this is what Bill Belichick wanted. Bill Belichick wanted a low scoring game. And I think look, the possession, it was not too bad, but it's 33-26. You know, you want to have the ball more than Los Angeles if you're going to beat them. And I don't know. It was just, to me, I don't know.
It was
a good game.
The worst
I thought it was a good game
of all time, like people are saying.
No, because New England got beat 45-10 by Chicago years ago.
I mean,
let's not forget the Denver Seattle game. Y'all want to go watch good Super Bowls? Go watch that. Go watch that. That's boring. That game was done after like the first half.
Yeah, this isn't the ideal Super Bowl in terms.
It's
of
not.
Most
but can
NFL
we talk about
fans?
The fact that it was 3-3 going to the fourth quarter? That's a horrible score. But somebody has to win regardless. Doesn't matter what the score is. Somebody's going to score. Now, it could be like a collective sigh of relief when somebody scores a touchdown. But somebody has to win. And I thought it was exciting because it's like somebody's breaking. Somebody's defense is going to have to – is going to give up some points to lose.
Yeah.
And then the Greg Zuerlein miss was just – a chef's kiss, and
I knew that was going to happen. You can ask Nick. I called that. I was like, you know, the perfect way to end this game would be just if he shanked that field goal.
I was nervous because it's like, all right, they're going to get it. I'm like, I've seen this bullshit before. We're going to end up losing to a Hail Mary catch by, like, Brandon Cooks. But, yeah, Greg Zuerlein missed it.
He makes that, I don't think there's enough time.
It's a rough – yeah, it's like hard. It. But, yeah, no, I watched that kick, and I saw it, and as soon as he missed it, I just fell to the ground. I'm like, all right, that's number six.
All right.
I was just going to ask one thing.
I will say it. I should say we should mention some Super Bowl commercial talk. I didn't think there were that many great ones this year. There were no awesome Tide
commercials. That NFL 100 one was great. It was awesome.
I don't know if I saw that one.
It was the one with all the players at the cake in the cake.
Oh, okay, yeah, that one was pretty good.
And that reminded me of an old Nike football commercial. Oh, Nike soccer, sorry. Like those Nike soccer commercials where like it's all the stars, all that, and they're all playing. I thought it was cool.
There was the Bud Knight going down too, which I enjoyed.
Game of Thrones, that was funny.
I mean, that's pretty much it. There wasn't a.
I didn't get to watch many of the commercials because I didn't get to watch the game until like midway through the first quarter. There were some technical difficulties where at the house I was, so I was.
CBS was messing up.
I was gonna say like we had to like get a free trial of like CBS. Like they're at all access, and then I'm very superstitious when it comes to the Super Bowl. I have a lot of things I don't like to do, or in just any championship games in general, or just any games in general. Like I won't wear my team's gear the day of a game. I don't like, and like one of them is I don't like to watch the NFL app stream of the game the day of the Super Bowl. I don't know why. I think it was like one time I think it was that Panthers Broncos game. I bet on the Panthers to win and they lost. And then from then on, I'm like, you know what?
Oh, so you're the reason. Huh?
Yeah, I'm the reason, Hayden. I'm so sorry, man. I hope you find it in your, well, you guys had another chance, but you know, Jake Delhomme.
But it was Jake Delhomme.
I hope you find it somewhere in your heart to forgive me.
I don't. I'll never forgive you. You shouldn't have said that.
That's enough. Nick's been just sitting there, annoyed, waiting. He's like, when is this kid going to shut up?
He's been doing the Stephen A. Smith, just like sipping the coffee, putting his feet up on the desk.
Yeah, but what you do know, just to finish this part off, right? Number six, baby. The GOAT's still around. Ah, another Patriots Super Bowl win. All right. So you guys want to – what should we talk about now?
Breaking news from today.
Okay. We can talk – I just wanted to talk about, you know, the whole – I want to talk about, you know, our weekend, but we can talk about that at the end. We'll throw that in at the end just to end on a good light note. But, yeah, Nick, do you have the exact tweet that was given?
Do you want me to say mention all the players? I have a tweet that mentions all the players in front of me that were involved. Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Kyle Kuzma, Zubac, Josh Hart, Rondo, or Stevenson, and two first-round picks.
Nick, you got it.
Is he still with us?
Probably is.
I don't know. But, trade, I mean.
Is it over?
Yeah.
He wasn't listening.
Yeah, okay, good. I don't have to listen to Johan Bloviate.
Hey, man.
What are you talking about now?
Go Pats. We're talking about the
trade. To
go Pats. You can kiss my ass.
All right, cool.
Or Tom Brady's kids. I don't care which one. But no, that Lakers trade is awful. It's really bad. Almost as bad as a Super Bowl.
My question is, what are the Pelicans going to do with all those players?
Oh, you take that trade. If Magic does not – I said Magic gets fired if that trade goes through. I don't care. Look, you get AD. Somebody tweeted out what their team was, but man, I have to find it.
They're giving up their whole starting five.
They're giving up. They're giving up their past few drafts. They drafted fine. Brandon Ingram is not skinny Kevin Durant like we thought he'd be, but he's there. He's solid. I mean, you could use him, but fucking Lonzo and Kuzma. What are you giving up those two for? Give up one. Don't give up both.
Yeah.
Who are their starting five be after this trade?
That's what I'm trying to find.
Would Josh Hart play point guard?
No, that's what I'm trying to find
because somebody tweeted out their roster if
is part of the
trade. Their depth chart for
Josh Hart's part of the trade that they offered.
That's not the one I'm looking at.
Which one are you looking
at? No, I didn't see Josh
Lonzo, Hart. Lonzo, Kuzma, offered. Ingram, Rondo, Lance, Beasley, two first rounders.
Interesting.
Josh Hart's not part of that.
I haven't seen Josh Hart's name come up, which is smart because I think he's a solid player. But
yeah, Hayden, I don't know what trade you're looking for, but this is the Bleach Report one from 2 hours ago.
Yeah, I'm trying to find. No, somebody had listed. I saw a tweet where somebody had listed all the players that the Cavs would have. I mean, why did I say the fucking Cavs? The Lakers would have. I've been not doing well today. Somebody tweeted out all the players that the Lakers would have if they traded, if this trade went through, and it was, I couldn't tell you most of these players. Let me see if I can find.
Well, the starting five. Well, I don't know. Who would you put LeBron at point guard? Because he's gonna handle the ball anyways.
He could play point guard, but I don't know how long he's starting there. He's not Magic.
So who are you putting at point guard? Josh Hart?
Ah, yeah.
Because their point guard depth chart, they lose Lonzo and Rondo.
Josh Hart would be the starter.
Rondo back in New Orleans.
So, Hart, who plays shooting guard? Caldwell Pope?
Yeah.
And LeBron, Davis, and Zubac.
You remember Contavious Caldwell Pope was on like house arrest and couldn't go on away games, and he had to wear like an ankle monitor during games and like that? Man, I can't find it. Somebody had a whole list of players the Lakers would have.
He did go to UGA, so it makes sense for him to be a criminal.
How are the Pelicans not accepting this trade?
I don't know why they wouldn't. They should. They should have accepted it the second.
But what are the details in the first rounders? Are they unprotected? Is it top three protection?
At this point, I don't even think it matters. Even without the two first round picks, I think it's a ridiculous trade. You're giving up your future with Lonzo and Kuzma, who are really good players. Brandon Ingram, too. Rondo, who cares?
Well, Davis gave him a list of where he wants to go, so maybe they want to see what the Bucks will offer.
Man, it is crazy that we went.
The Knicks can't offer anything, actually.
Well, the Bucks do. He is interested in signing a long term deal with the Bucks, so.
What would they offer?
Milwaukee can't offer a better deal than that. There's no way.
They could maybe offer like better quality players, but not as much.
They probably could. All right. So
they offer like Middleton or something.
He'd
be better than any of these guys, but I mean, I don't think Milwaukee wants to give that much up for Davis. I don't think they need him.
I don't know. Is Middleton actually
this?
Would you take Middleton over Kuzma? I don't know if I would.
Yes.
I'm just saying, like this reminds me. This could be worse, right, than that Melo trade from a few years ago to the Knicks? Because that trade was.
Oh God, I stopped listening to his name.
Yeah, that trade was awful.
Trash player.
He's a trash player now.
He's been a trash player for like 3 years.
I mean, what about the Celtics trade with the Nets? That was pretty bad. I don't know if they'd be that level.
The Pierce Garnett trade.
Oh, yeah.
The Nets a lot of that was just so in draft picks.
You remember Gerald Wallace was given like a max deal or something like that? When the Nets had become the Brooklyn Nets and they were trying to get all the hype and stuff. Deron Williams, man, wasted potential there. It was pretty solid.
Yeah, we're still talking about trash players, I guess.
Deron Williams was not a trash player. He was pretty
good.
He was
really good.
But
for like three years?
What? He played 3 years in Brooklyn. New Jersey. He played like two or three seasons with New Jersey where he was good. Before that, like Utah went to the conference finals during those like Spurs and Laker years. And Phoenix Suns years. Can't forget that what was it? 7 seconds or less with Mike D'Antoni. But I can't find that. Man, this sucks.
I'm trying to find the specifics of all of the Nets and Celtics trade to see if that would be worse.
I'm just mad because I had seen a tweet that said what the Lakers roster would be if this trade went through. Let me see if I can just. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, sorry. No,
go ahead. You go ahead.
Oh, found it. Okay. If the Pelicans accept this trade, the Lakers roster will be LeBron James, Josh Hart, Anthony Davis, Ivica Zubac. I don't know how to say his first name. JaVale McGee, Tyson Chandler, Isaac Bonga, Alex Caruso, Sviatoslav My Mikhailiuk, I don't know, something like it. Moritz Wagner, Jonathan Mikhailiuk. Williams, Mikhailiuk, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and Solomon Hill. You know what this team reeks of? A sweep from Golden State. That's what this trade reeks of. Golden State will.
You shouldn't make the playoffs.
I think a little. I mean, look, that Golden, that Cleveland team from last season wasn't that great either. It was mad trash. So,
hey, if LeBron keeps bitching out of playing games, then I don't know if they're making playoffs.
First of all, LeBron is probably fine. He'll be fine. Trust me.
So he just wanted to dodge the Warriors because he's like getting embarrassed, I guess.
Or he's just coming off injury. He played 40 minutes coming off injury. What do you mean he can't manage? Hayden,
was it a bitch move?
It was. I don't know why he plays 40 minutes and then skips out on one of the biggest games.
But hey, you said, what do you mean he can't manage his load? That's the reason, given why he didn't play. Because of poor load management.
Well, they had to go to overtime.
Okay, so I don't know why you're getting so exasperated about
load management. I'm just saying, LeBron's fine, bro.
That's why we were told he didn't play. If he's fine, then why didn't he play?
He'll be fine. That's all that matters.
It's either he's not fine, that's why he didn't play, or he's fine and didn't want to get embarrassed. It's one of the two.
All right.
Didn't the Warriors get embarrassed by Los Angeles last time LeBron played?
Exactly. So why wouldn't he play this time?
Beats me. I don't know. Maybe he just doesn't feel well. I don't know.
Doesn't want Kevin Durant smoke, I guess.
All right. But getting back
to the Celtics-Brooklyn trade was Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, Jason Terry, DJ White for five unlisted Nets players. And then 2014, 2016, 2018 first-rounders, and the rights to swap first-rounders in 17.
Danny Ainge, you asshole.
I'm looking at the same thing you're looking at. Like, that's the worst trade of all time. They literally built up that trade.
The whole thing on that, though, Boston. That trade being as bad as it is predicated on Boston actually drafting well. Because if they just drafted a bunch of busts with those picks, then that trade's pretty good for Brooklyn.
Never forget the Cavs getting the one pick and picking Anthony Bennett.
What, they got Jason.
Granted, the Celtics didn't, though.
Jalen Brown. I mean.
Well, I said, what if they drafted a bunch of bums? Okay, that trade's really good for Brooklyn.
Is it good, though? Because.
I mean.
Are these players going to win them a championship? No. Not at that stage in their career.
But it's treated a lot worse if the Celtics don't actually get anything out of it. Which is why it's an awful trade.
But then the Nets don't really get anything out of it. You have to look at that aspect, too.
I'm just saying it's worse. So which one is worse? The situation now, or if Boston didn't actually draft any good players? Which one would have been better than the Nets? Would have looked better on them?
It didn't look good regardless.
The one where Boston doesn't draft anybody good.
Brooklyn, when they first...
They're both bad.
I was just going to say, Brooklyn, when they first became the Brooklyn Knicks, made a lot of bad business decisions.
They're my favorite team, the Brooklyn Knicks.
Nick, imagine the Nets. Imagine if Brooklyn had all these first-round picks, what their team would look like. They lost that trade.
They don't draft a bunch of bums.
Hold up. They
could draft Anthony Bennett.
Hold up. This front office right now is not the same Brooklyn Nets front office. It's not the same front office as that it was back then. I just want you to know Don King and Jay-Z were members of the Brooklyn Nets, okay?
That is true.
And they sold the team. So if we're going to say –
isn't some, Russian guy that owns the team now?
I don't know. So there's some Russian guy in charge of that team, I think. He had a Russian name or Eastern European name.
He's Russian.
But
it's
just want to throw some insight in there. That management back then,
Mikhail Prokhorov,
nothing close to what's there now.
He's actually not the only owner.
But
most teams have minority owners.
Well, I mean, it's not really a minority. They split 50-50.
Okay.
With Joseph Tsai.
But no, I think this
so
would probably,
going so
this will probably
going back
be
the Lakers
trade of all time, in my opinion. I still think
the Lakers won.
Huh? If the Lakers won?
No, the Lakers trade. You're saying that's gonna be the worst of all time if it goes through?
Yeah.
No. At least they're getting Anthony Davis.
But are
a borderline superstar player.
All right.
And so this
don't win anything with Davis, isn't that essentially the same thing?
That's what I'm saying. They're not going to win anything with Anthony Davis. That's great that you have Anthony Davis, but your starting five is still nothing like Golden State's.
All right, Johan, I know you're interested in Kyrie going to the Lakers. What if they get Kyrie in the offseason?
I am, but that's with Kuzma staying.
And now you're out of salary cap.
I'm saying,
and you have 3/5 of a starting five.
I was saying
those are three solid players.
Okay, that's fine. But Golden State has four and a bench.
Yeah.
Why do you think OKC hasn't? Why do you think OKC hasn't got isn't up there with Golden State? Because they didn't, or last season, because they didn't have a bench. That's why Paul George is playing late.
They traded their bench.
They traded away all their bench to get Melo. But
Golden State is not going to be as good next year.
But we're talking about this year.
And this year doesn't really matter. I think LeBron's not going to win a title this year.
It should, yeah, though.
LeBron went to the Lakers.
You can't just decide to skip a year.
Let me
tell you why you're wrong. You want to know why you're wrong? If the Lakers didn't care about this year, they wouldn't be making this trade. This trade is not a trade you make for the future. Because you're losing Kuzma, you're losing Lonzo, right? Those two are some of their best players that are young. Those two are solid, right? You can have a future franchise with those two. With one of them, you'd be okay with either Lonzo or Kuzma, right? You'd love it if you had one of them, right? You're trading away Brandon Ingram, which he was probably going to get traded away regardless.
I'm not saying this is a good trade. I'm just saying it's not the worst of all time. The Nets and Celtics is the worst of all time.
No, I'm saying it is. I'm saying it is because Brooklyn was all in that time. Brooklyn was all in.
For what? These players weren't going to win them a championship.
They were aiming for it.
But they were going to.
It doesn't matter. Hayden, are they aiming to win a championship this year? Do you think they're aiming to win a championship right now?
The Lakers?
Yes.
No.
Then why would you trade away all your future pieces that help you win a championship?
They shouldn't.
But Hayden, they're trading away their future. They're trading away everything they've built. Every single season they tanked. This is what it led up to. They wanted either Paul George or just somebody to come, Kawhi or somebody to play with the players that they've drafted. And they're trading all of that away for an injury-prone player. At the end of the day, Anthony Davis is also very injury-prone.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
That's why.
It's not a good trade, but it's not the worst of all time.
No, it goes down as the worst of all time. Magic gets fired if this trade goes through, in my opinion. If the Lakers miss the playoffs, Magic's gotta get out. Magic's gotta go somewhere.
This trade,
you know what happens?
The Nets were ruined for four years and didn't have a draft pick to make up for it.
But you're trading away two first rounds too.
This was four first rounds for the Nets.
You're trading away every player you draft in the first round and two more. You're trading away your past.
At least you're getting a borderline superstar, and you can still get Kyrie in the offseason.
Hayden, but I'm telling you that those guys won't help you beat Golden State.
Golden State's not going to be as good next year.
What makes you say that?
We have this conversation.
Hayden, let me tell you this. If Magic makes this trade, you know what I'm doing if I'm the Buss family? I am calling a bunch of people in hazmat suits, and I am having Magic Johnson tested for just
AIDS
toxins. I can guarantee toxins you in positive. His body. For just, I'm gonna ask if he's drunk. I'm gonna want a blood sample and shit. I'm gonna want to see what his blood alcohol content is when he thought about this trade. Emphasis on hazmat suits, though. Even though it's a breathalyzer, could be used. I just wanted to make a stupid AIDS joke.
Okay, what are the odds Kevin Durant stays in Golden State?
I think if Anthony Davis stays, they're gonna find a way to keep him. I think if Anthony Davis stays, they're like, or if Anthony Davis goes but they don't make this trade, I think they keep him.
If Anthony Davis goes to the Lakers, they keep Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
I think they will, because they're gonna be like, oh look, finally. Something in the West.
Well then, so Klay Thompson's contract is done after this year, right?
Yeah.
And they can't afford both Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant, I'm assuming.
That's why you do away with Draymond somehow.
So you get rid of Draymond. But you think they can keep both Klay and KD?
Maybe,
well, you're assuming they're both going to ask for supermax.
Yeah, KD will. KD will ask for a one-for-one, a one-and-one. But I don't know.
You think Klay Thompson's going to take a big pay cut?
You don't think he wants more championships?
I mean, everybody else on that team has.
Steph is the only player on that team that's full – that isn't going to give up
pay cut. Steph had his time being elite without his – supermax.
That's why it's
Kevin Durant took his turn at having a supermax.
Well, okay, how much is Boogie Cousins gonna ask for, and will they have to get rid of him?
Depends on how much they want.
That is the variable.
He wants another ring.
If he wants another ring, right?
They've won without a nobody center before.
He's guaranteed.
Cousins proves himself. I think he's gonna want to take more money and go to another team.
Then maybe he will. Who are the centers during the other Warrior championships? JaVale and Zaza.
I mean, yeah, but if they do lose a Klay Thompson, then it's a pretty big loss.
So this whole trade working out properly for the Lakers is predicated on them being able to get a third superstar in the offseason, establish a bench, and praying Golden State can't work out contracts. If all that goes right, then this is a good trade for them.
If I'm the Lakers, man, I want AD.
That's a lot of conditions.
Look, I'll take this, right? Can the Lakers get two maxes or just one?
They can get two.
I get KD. Fuck Anthony Davis. I get KD.
I mean, well, assuming they can. They're taking on Solomon Hill, so I don't know how that affects cap.
No. If they can take two, right? No, without the Anthony Davis trade, can they take two maxes or just one?
Yes.
Two?
Right now they can take two.
Right now they can take two. I stick with this team, keep it going the rest of the season. And I take KD, and I take either Klay or Kyrie in free agency, or Kawhi if I can get him to come.
Man, you think Klay and KD will both go to the Lakers?
I'm just saying. Okay, let me clarify. I take either Kyrie, Klay, KD, or Kawhi.
KD is
I try to get two
going,
out of those four.
Kevin Durant is not going to the Lakers.
Well, he wouldn't want to play with LeBron.
No.
Why not?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think he likes LeBron.
They both work out together in the summer.
Okay.
Johan, I don't know what I will do if Kevin Durant goes to the Lakers, but it ain't happening.
I'm just saying that why –
You're also assuming all these superstars want to go play in L.A. with LeBron.
No, that's fair criticism on my
wouldn't be surprised if Kyrie resigns for Boston.
That's fair. That's fair.
Kyrie could also go to the Knicks and join Kevin Durant there.
No, that's fair. But I'm just saying, man –
I'll be honest,
is Anthony Davis that good that you gotta go that you gotta throw everybody out?
So okay, let's say.
What has he demonstrated in New Orleans to make you think he's worth all this?
If when he's not injured, he's an amazing.
Damn, that's a big tag on somebody when he's not hurt.
I have a question. But,
okay. Shit, what happens if he's hurt for the playoffs?
I have a question. Boogie, when he's healthy, do you think he could not replicate but put up little less numbers than Anthony Davis?
Yeah,
why not just go for Boogie? Why not just take some?
Yeah,
don't go for AD, right? But this
maybe it's
is
because
exactly
LeBron and AD like each other. They share Rich Paul.
They do. This is the Melo trade on steroids. Whoever goes for AD, if your team isn't the Boston Celtics, you are not equipped for this. You are not equipped for what they want. Boston at least has draft picks. They can trade away Tatum if they want Davis. You can trade away Jaylen Brown too. They have pieces. All these other teams aren't prepared. Lakers aren't prepared for this. They're not. They're not a team that's. They weren't a team that was going to win this year. And LeBron got there, and now the pressure's all there. If LeBron came, if they just man,
John, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Let's assume they get Kyrie in the offseason.
Yes.
And we're just making an assumption here, okay? They get Kyrie in the offseason.
That's a big assumption.
And Kuzma isn't part of the trade. Do you take that trade?
What do you mean?
So let's say the Lakers get to keep Kuzma. They get – it's the same trade that's highlighted now. They get to keep Kuzma, and they get Kyrie in the offseason. Are you fine with that trade?
If Rondo stays, yes.
Rondo – what if Rondo doesn't stay?
Shit, there's...
Who's playing point guard for you?
Yeah, who's playing point guard for you?
Wait.
I said they get Kyrie.
If you get Kyrie?
Yeah, if they okay, Kyrie. If they get Kyrie, that, but that isn't that the trade I told you they should make? Keep Kuzma, send away Lonzo, and keep Kyrie.
There's a little extra in this one because they're giving up two first round picks, Ingram, whatever.
Yeah, but those first round picks aren't valuable for the Lakers if with LeBron there. That's why this trade is just, that's why they have to throw in so much stuff because those two first picks, those two first rounders aren't gonna amount to much with LeBron there. We're gonna assume that the Lakers are gonna make the playoffs if LeBron's there, right?
Okay.
In my opinion, we assume. It's not a lottery pick. What's a value? You find a nice role player. What do you need role players for in the Pelicans? If you lose
their entire team.
Do the Pelicans get a better offer than this?
Boston probably can offer
this. A better offer than this, though?
Why would the Pelicans accept a trade that doesn't include Kuzma, though? He might be the best player the Lakers can offer.
No, that's a good point. But what I'm saying is Lakers...
I don't think there is a trade that exists.
If the Lakers, doesn't involve Kuzma. The Lakers win this trade if they keep Kuzma and send Lonzo off. Because I think that Kyrie could come to L.A. I think Kyrie sees that LeBron's probably going to be done being the focal point of this team, and maybe he can shift in and be the leader. This, like, what was supposed to happen in Cleveland, where he was naturally supposed to become the leader, happens in L.A. I think that could happen if Kyrie goes to L.A. I think he naturally could be the leader because LeBron's going to be fading out. But he left to Boston early, so that kind of didn't help. But he also could go to New York. I don't know. This whole Anthony Davis trade is probably going to have a bigger effect on the league than the KD move to Golden State, in my opinion.
That's a bold statement.
I don't think so, because KD went on his own free will.
But more of an effect on the league? Like, Kevin Durant going to Golden State guaranteed
ended this
winning
season.
A championship. Pretty much the 2 years he was there.
It ended the season before the season started.
It did. This trade would not do that.
Yeah. This trade just gives LeBron hope at getting one more ring.
Yeah, but I don't think he gets that one more ring until, like...
Yeah.
Man, fuck
that. They're not beating the Warriors. If they get Davis, they're not beating... This year, they're still not going to beat the Warriors.
No, they're not beating them this year. That's...
But so why not just wait?
But,
why
but
don't
that's
just trust yourself?
No, they're worried.
And get him to free agent.
That's my whole thing. Like miss out on Anthony Davis. Let's say Kawhi you somehow get Kawhi, right? You still get a top five.
No, Kawhi's not going to LA.
I'm saying somehow. I'm not saying that he will.
You know, there have been rumors he might go to the Clippers, so.
Oh, no, I'm in LA.
You know how much
Lakers
of an insult that would be to the Los Angeles Lakers? The, like, what, 17, 18-time champions? Los Angeles, one of the biggest cities in the world, to go to the Clippers. That'd be hilarious. But that also probably signify the end of what was, like, the Lakers having that allure of, like, it's Los Angeles, we have all these titles and stuff.
So, like, I don't know. I feel like the Lakers should just wait till offseason after the next season.
The reason they don't want to is because they screwed up with Paul George. They thought they could get Paul George in free agency, and he ended up resigning
with OKC. I feel like
this
is different. But Davis said he wants to go to L.A. He shares LeBron's agent.
But there's been rumors that he's willing to sign long-term deals with other teams.
This is bad just because...
What is his incentive to go sign a long-term deal with Milwaukee?
There's Giannis there.
Oh, boy.
You have to also think that he's probably going to want more than just Giannis.
Well, the other thing is, if you wait till the next offseason, not this upcoming one, 2 years from now, you're going to have to give him the $300 million max. It's not going to be the current max.
No, well, only teams that he's
But the reason he's trying to leave right now, the reason he's trying to leave right now is for that, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He can only get that money if
you're there
with the team that he's on.
Oh, interesting.
The rest is cheaper. I mean, it'd be like,
that's why.
Will he turn down $300 million from the Pelicans?
That's why this can be a lot. Well, obviously he is. If
he
wants
said,
to get traded.
Yeah.
The reason this is so messy is just because he's not even on his last year. Like, at least Melo had that leverage, right? Like, I'm leaving this year. You get nothing in return, right? Denver gets nothing in return. The Pelicans, I mean, they can wait. They if they don't want it, they don't have to specifically trade him now if they don't want to. What happens to them? Nothing. They just trade him in the offseason. Wait when every
I don't know. I'm shocked the Pelicans haven't accepted this trade.
They should.
Yeah. No team could offer anything better.
I don't even think the Celtics could. I don't even think the Celtics
Unless the Celtics are willing to go, you can take Tatum, Brown, Hayward, two first-rounders.
Nah, nobody's taking Hayward, dude. That contract was trash.
But if I'm the Celtics, I don't trade Tatum or Brown. Those are two.
Oh, you just said you don't think a team could offer another trade. Well,
I mean, I still don't think the Celtics could. And it has to be a realistic trade, of course. Like, and that's
something. I mean, we were just dealing in hypotheticals that are very realistic.
I mean, I thought they have some chance at happening. I don't think the Celtics are not getting rid of Tatum or Brown.
Well, one of the ones we were just talking about were the Pelicans accept a trade without having Kuzma in the trade. Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson both leave Golden State. Kyrie leaves Boston to come to L.A.
Yeah, Gordon Hayward's still
on the books.
Okay, if we were to go with this, then OKC could offer Paul George.
Gordon Hayward's on the books for $31 million 3 years. Yeah. Boston's eating that salary. They're not. Nobody wants that.
There's a reason the Utah didn't offer him that contract.
Well, didn't they?
No, they didn't.
Didn't they match? And he was like, no, I'm going to Boston.
I thought he just wanted to go with.
I heard they didn't match because they were because he was just going to leave regardless. So they didn't even offer him.
Well, I thought he wanted to go back with his former coach. So, I forgot his name.
Brad Stevens.
Thank you.
A lot of good dust on him.
Man, max contract trades are just awful.
And I mean, you still need two more players and a bench for the Lakers. If all this happens, you can't afford it.
It's just not gonna. Whoever gets Anthony Davis, it's gonna be like, good job, but
I don't know how much he actually means.
What did it cost? It's basically
until the Warriors do something.
It's really just gonna. It's gonna be like in Avengers, like, what did it cost you? And Thanos LA, everything.
Yeah.
And then the Warriors. Say,
well, here's another hypothetical.
And then if the Lakers,
what if the Warriors actually work this contract situation out?
The Lakers get Clay and Anthony KD Davis, all that for a drop of blood.
Don't take absolutely massive contracts, so they will stay. And Golden State loses Draymond. All right. So is
do you know what Draymond's Davis LeBron contract is?
Not really. I don't think it matters. I don't think he's going to be a Warrior.
I'll go check the Warriors payroll.
But if the Warriors keep Steph, KD, and Clay, does it matter?
Well, I mean, you're pretty much just asking every other team just to not try and just let the Warriors win. They're not going to do that.
What?
Hello?
Why wouldn't teams try to win? That's what the Lakers are trying to do. I mean,
that's not what I asked. I asked if they make this trade and the Warriors hang on to Steph, KD, and Clay, can the Lakers beat them with this? I don't think so.
I mean, I wouldn't have thought the Rockets would have taken the Warriors to seven games last year, and they had a realistic.
Draymond will be a free agent in summer of 2022. Oh, that is rough. Never mind.
I mean, I think anything's possible. It just depends on how many role players they can sign in the offseason to support Anthony Davis and LeBron. I mean, if Golden State keeps their core players, I don't think anyone can beat them. But, I mean, who knows?
I don't know. Now that I'm looking at it, KD's 30. He might actually want that long-term contract.
He might.
Same with Clay.
Goes and signs the max deal with the Wizards.
That probably in the Knicks. He's not taking. I highly
doubt he's not going to the Wizards.
The Wizards.
That'd be hilarious, though. Yeah,
can hope.
They got his former head coach there and everything, just for nothing.
That's true. I mean, there were rumors he would go there a couple years ago because that's his hometown. I don't know. The NBA, I mean, it'd be more fun if Golden State wasn't so dominant. Then every team really has a chance. But like I said, who knows what happens?
It's a super team league now, so you build a super team.
Has Giannis gotten an extension yet, or?
I don't think so.
Yeah, he's on a max deal.
Is he really?
I thought he was.
I'm going to check, because who wants to stay in Milwaukee for 4 years?
Yep, 4 year, $100 million contract.
$100 million? Yikes. Ah, poor dude. He's not being paid his value.
That was in 2016.
Hey, Brooke Lopez was a great pickup for them, though.
Wait, hold up. George Hill's on the Bucks?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known. He's their second highest paid player.
I don't know. Free agency this year is going to be a mess. And Anthony, it was already going to be a mess because it was. Now Anthony Davis puts himself in there, and it's going to be an interesting few days.
Yeah, definitely.
What do y'all think about the Kristaps trade to Dallas? We haven't talked about that.
So you're telling me you traded Kristaps Porzingis for Dennis Smith Jr.?
Ah, that was funny.
I mean, Max Kellerman said it pretty well on First Take, which we saw in person.
Mavericks are going to – I think Kristaps is going to re-sign with the Mavericks. That'll be fun.
Oh, maybe the Mavericks can attract a free agent.
They usually – yeah, they probably will have space, so.
Maybe they can sign Draymond.
Ew. I wouldn't want that.
They don't want Draymond, no.
Maybe they can sign Klay Thompson.
I mean, that'd be a big get.
That'd be a pretty nice team. Doncic, Thompson, and Kristaps.
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned Kevin Durant earlier, and I mean, with this trade, it seems like the Knicks are kind of confident they can get a big-name player.
Can't wait till they get hit with that rude awakening.
They sign Jimmy Butler. And Draymond Green to two max deals.
If anyone gives Draymond Green a max deal, they deserve to get
fired.
It
would be the Knicks, though.
It would be the Knicks.
They gave Melo that big old contract with a no trade clause. So, but yeah. You should mention it, though. Yeah, guys. First Take was – we went First Take Thursday and Friday. Fun time. Stephen A is a character. I'll tell you that.
He's a man of the people.
Yeah.
Y'all got pictures with him?
Dude, it was cold. Hey, you got an autograph, too.
Yeah.
You know what sucks? Have you seen – like, y'all see the temperatures for this week? It was – it's like high 60s, like – low 50s, something like that. Yeah, it's like high 60s, and then we stood outside, and it was like 20 degrees or 30 degrees outside, and we had to wait for like, well, Thursday we had to wait like, what, an hour? 45 minutes, an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Friday, well, no, Friday was cool. But, yeah. Super Bowl being in Atlanta was great. Hopefully we get to host the city gets to host it again, so yeah. All right, well, I guess is that it, or does anybody have anything they want to mention?
You can follow the podcast on Twitter.
Yeah, you can follow the podcast on Twitter. Thank
it's
you
what
for
just
that
the
up.
Fifth Quarter Pod.
Yeah, at Fifth Quarter Pod, and you will see. All you need to see is a picture of. I want to just make sure the profile picture is correct. It's,
yeah, give us three first
yeah,
takes.
It's just the picture of us three first yeah, take. The and then what's it called?
The cover picture yeah, is the Mercedes Benz, though.
Yeah.
Which I'm going to change to the butt fumble.
Yep. And yeah, so thank you for listening to this week's episode.
Liverpool are going to blow it.
I was going to mention the like that. The slip, man.
All right, soccer, that is my time to go.
The slip. I know it's been way longer than
the slip.
This has been a long ass podcast.
Down to three. So,
I'm the thing.
It's happening.
So, peace out, guys.
All right. Well, we'll talk to y'all next week. Thank you for listening. Oh, so yeah, follow Twitter and share this podcast with your friends, family.
Now that Hayden's gone, we can talk shit about the Panthers.
Yeah, we can. Ugh, what an organization. All right. Peace out.
Maybe if Cam Newton scored 13 points for the Super Bowl, he would have won.
They scored 10 that game, 24-10.
I know. Maybe if he scored 13, they might have had a shot at winning.
Maybe. All right. Peace.